You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Tuning in to another Revealing Better Results podcast radio show here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Conglomerate Communications and Exquisite Barista Services. Google Exquisite Conglomerate Communications or Exquisite Barista Services for more information about their services. You can also feel free to give them a call at 704-659-3495. And today we have a special guest with us, an author with a story to share. Tawana Lorraine is the author of the soon-to-be-published book, You Don't Know My Story. Welcome to the show, Tawana. Great to have you on Revealing Better Results today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, Tawana, let's start off the show by having you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and briefly share why you have a story to tell, your story.
Okay. Well, I'm actually, Garland, I like to call myself a survivor. I have endured quite a few obstacles during this journey I call life, and my entire life is pretty much a story. So my story was meant to actually encourage someone else. That was revealed to me through prayer some years back. So I can't stress enough how important it is for me to tell my story, because someone else's life depend on it.
Okay. Well, who motivated you to keep moving forward toward reaching your goals in life? You know, other than, you know, prayer is important, but what people would you say specifically motivated you?
Specifically, the first person I can say is my mother. My queen absolutely is the epitome of survival. I have admired my mother for as long as I can remember, and she actually has her own story. So she's endured life like a champ, Garland, and I just absolutely love my mother. I applaud her for the things that she's done and the things that she's overcome. I won't tell her story, and some of it you can actually read in my book, but she inspires me daily, absolutely, to just keep pushing no matter what. She just inspires me to keep going. I have absolute joy in my son, and he keeps me going as well, so pushing me to be a better me and to leave a legacy for him actually pushes me to keep going and toward reaching my goals in life.
Okay. Well, what were some of the challenges that you had, you know, when you were, you know, coming along in your young adulthood?
Wow. I guess I could say some of the challenges that I faced was I was in a single parent household. My mother raised three kids with the help of her family members, as many people did back in our day. So she worked hard, and it was not easy, but she did the doggone thing. So I applaud her for that. I can never repay her for her sacrifices. And as I got older, I kind of dealt with issues surrounding not having that day-to-day relationship with my father. I had some own insecurities that I dealt with personally, such as low self-esteem. I had challenges with my own confidence and my confidence in who I was and what I was supposed to be, what I was called to be, all that good stuff. I grew up kind of as a loner, so it didn't make it... It didn't make it any better because I was a loner and the things that I had to deal with. So, you know, as going through things as a teenager and a young adult, it can make things very gruesome in life. And so all those things played a major part in some of the choices that I made as a young adult, like so many of us do. So it just kind of created some situations in my life.
Okay. Well, what was one of the most frustrating events that happened in your life? And, you know, how did you get through it?
Oh my goodness. Well, I actually went through some tough times in my life. Even as a teenager, I went through a domestic violence situation when I was in high school and in college. And it was very challenging for me because I had never been through anything like that in my life. And it took a toll on me in several different ways. And I had to get through that with a lot of prayer. I pray a lot, absolutely, I pray a lot. But I had some people standing by me and some people to encourage me to get through the situation. Just a couple of days ago, I came across a lady police officer that I dealt with back in that time, and it just amazed me that the things that I went through as a teenager. You don't hear a lot about domestic violence as a teenager because, you know, teenagers keep it so hush-hush, you know.
Yes.
But this police officer remembered my situation. That's how gruesome it was. And
wow.
she couldn't remember my name or his name, but she remembered who I was and who he was by the titles that we had obtained during that time in my life. And she stood there amongst some of the people that were standing around us, and she told some of my story. And I was like, yes, that's correct. And she was just amazed. She said, I cannot believe that's been so many years ago. And I was like, yes, ma'am. And it was just amazing to me that I'm still here to tell my story, and someone else can testify to my story as well. It was an awesome moment. It was just an awesome moment. But I have to keep holding on to the fact that, you know, I got through that. You know, I was able to get through that and keep you know my hands, you know, just to the things that I know that I am able to accomplish, because a lot of times things come in our lives to tear us down, and you know, we can end up not doing good, or you know, not being, you know, what we actually need to be. And so I have to keep my heartstrings tightly these days,
right?
Because you know, if we go through things in life and we let those things tear us down and you know, not get past those things, we can end up not being good for anything or anyone, and especially ourselves. So I just, you know, kind of try to push through it.
Wow.
And I look at it this, you know, these days, if I can get through that, I can get through just about anything.
Wow. Hey, and that's only a little bit of the story you told so
that's
far.
That's only a fraction of the story.
Wow, and that's still amazing.
Yes,
well,
Lord.
well, who are some of the influential people in your life that have pushed you to go ahead and write this book, You Don't Know My Story?
You know, I actually have encountered many women and many girls and many teenagers, and I see myself in them, like, so much. It's so scary at times, you know, like sometimes I can kind of just relate to someone, and I feel like I'm being drawn to that person for a reason, and then they open their mouth and tell me something, and then and from there I just open my mouth and start talking, and a lot of times I don't even know all the things that come out, but what comes out is based off of my experiences and the things that I've gone through and the things that I can share with them to give them a little hope and give them a little light to let them know you're not alone. You're not alone. Someone else has been right where you are. And that tugs at me a lot because I hate to see anybody go through, and especially women, girls, and especially young girls, I hate to see anyone go through. So that alone has pushed me to go ahead and write this book. because I need somebody else to know, even if it's just one person, even if it's just two people, I need them to know that they're going to be all right. I want every woman to know that you are beautiful in your own special way, and don't let anyone take that from you, whether it be man, woman, beast, nada, none of them. I need them to know you can still be you, and you can still do you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break right here on Revealing Better Results, and we'll be right back with more from author Tawana Lorraine here on Revealing Better Results.
So hard to be the best that I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me. Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Oh, now I have one question, Lord, why? I'll never know. My life was heading out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration. They've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
And we're back here on Revealing Better Results, and we have author Tawana Lorraine. And, I want to pick up right where I left off. And, what do you want the readers, what do you want them to take away from this book, You Don't Know My Story?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to say, Garland, I am sure there will be some mouth open and some mic drop moments from readers when they are engulfed in the pages of my book. I can absolutely guarantee that. But the takeaway is the realization that no matter what comes your way, that you can make it and you can survive. Even with your head held high, even with a smile on your face, I want them to be so involved in my story from the pages of this book that when they come up to take a break, they are like, wow, and she's real. This person is real. So I want them to be so entangled with my story that they can relate to it and know that you can survive. You absolutely can survive.
Okay. Well, where do you want the book to take you on your journey?
On my journey, I'm actually excited to say that this book will allow me to finally breathe. And I know that sounds a little harsh, but it's actually as simple as it's been long overdue. This book has been long overdue. And many lives actually could have probably been touched by my story, yet I wasn't obedient. So I take the fault for that. And I'm actually disappointed in myself for that, but I'm also excited that I've finally moved forward and taken this step. And it will also allow my voice to still be heard by thousands that are yet to come. And for those that I have yet to reach, it would allow me to inspire them to keep pushing. And amazingly, I actually have I have so much hope for this book, and I look forward to hearing the stories and the testimonies of the lives that it'll touch.
Okay. Well, do you plan on writing more books to inspire others?
Absolutely, absolutely. Amazingly, I have about 8 other titles just waiting. So once we get this first one out of the way, they'll just continue to come.
Okay. All right. Well, you did say that, it's been a while for you, and you had this on your heart to write this for a while. And now, how long exactly has this been on your mind about writing this book?
Oh, my goodness. This book I've actually sit on for over 15 years.
Oh, wow.
My chapters and everything have been outlined forever. Like, I just had a fear of telling my story, you know? Although it's not letting the world into my immediate personal space, because I'm a very private person, but it is opening up very personal, intimate moments of my life. However, some of my life was public knowledge, but you really don't know the true story until you hear it from the horse's mouth. So this is kind of letting the world in on some things that from the outside looking in, you probably didn't even realize the things that were going on. I mean, even going back to the domestic violence as a teenager, a lot of the people in the community knew a little bit about the story, but they didn't know the background of that story. So,
okay. Well, career-wise, what do you hope to accomplish as a writer and an author?
Oh, no doubt. I'm already a bestseller, hands down. Best-selling author. I claim it. I plan to write my other books and inspire the world, and it will happen. I know it will happen.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, are there any special people that you would like to thank for supporting you right now?
Oh, goodness. There are special people that have been there with me through thick and thin. They know who they are. I have, actually told them how much I appreciate them and you know, some of my best friends, some of my sisters and brothers. They've been in the trenches with me, you know, some for decades, some for a lifetime. Others actually have been strategically placed in my life for such a time as this. And I don't take their presence lightly, not at all. I let them know that I appreciate them. And I'm so thankful that those that are in my circle are there for a reason. And I just appreciate that. Life connections are very, very vital for survival and sanity. And I'm so happy and grateful that mine are in place at this moment. So I can't go and start naming people in particular, because I definitely leave someone out. But they know who they are, and I make sure that they know who they are.
All right. Well, great. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and being a part of Revealing Better Results today, Tawana. We really appreciate it. And for the listening audience, I want to thank you for tuning in as well. Feel free to listen to any of the shows on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network by going to EPRN.us. And that's all, and have a great week, everyone. Strike the match that says your soul on fire.